Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Here be an oratorical genius, Daniel 11:36. In other words, when he speaks, he's kind of like E.F. Hutton. You know, when E.F. Hutton speaks, that's it. Everybody listens, all right? That's kind of the way the Antichrist will be, because we find in Daniel even more, so I hate to use these corny illustrations, but for us corny people, we can understand that, okay? Daniel 11:36 says this, "And the king shall do according to his will," again, speaking of the Antichrist, "and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things." So not only will he be a genius, he will be that oratorical. He will capture people's attention with their speech. I mentioned this last week. I remember when Obama was running for president, even when he was president, he went all around the world giving speeches, and people marveled at how well he could speak and how well he could articulate. Did I say that word right? Barbara, articulate, okay. It didn't impress me. I kind of thought his speech was kind of boring, you know, myself. But anyway, people talked about, wow, he just draws the crowd and all. The Antichrist will win it, literally, that he will speak marvelous things and people will listen to him. Number three, he will be a commercial genius. Daniel 11:43. "But he shall have power over treasures of gold and silver, over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his step." He will have a great business mind, so to speak. So we see already he's an intellectual genius. He's an oratorical genius. He can speak very well. And he has a great business mind. A matter of fact, Revelation chapter number 13, verses 16 and 17, also makes reference to this about his commercial genius, his business genius. And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. I mentioned this last week. I don't want to get lost in this again. I take this as a literal mark, a brand, if you will, whether it's a tattoo or a brand. I don't believe it's going to be one of these computer chips at all. When you go through Publix or through the tribulation period, that mark of the beast, this world is going to be so turned upside down with earthquakes and violent storms, what God's going to do on this earth, that you're not going to go through Publix and beep, beep, you know, the scanners they had, beep, beep, because power will be shut off, okay? One foolproof method will be a tattoo or some type of brand. And then we see here that verse number 17, "that no man might buy or sell save him that had the mark or the name of the beast," or there's the number of his name. So he'll be a commercial genius. Number four, he'll be a political genius. In other words, he's going to wind up having all of the countries, all the kingdoms of the world. He will rule over all of them. Matter of fact, these politicians are going to place him in a position that he will have authority over them, because he'll be a political genius, bringing, as they think, people together. Revelation chapter number 17 speaks of this, verses 11 through 13. "And the beast that was and is not, and even is the eighth, and is of the seventh," we talked about this, "and goeth into perdition," this is the Antichrist, "and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. They have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." So he will be a political genius, that all these rulers of the world will finally turn their king. The Bible talks about the kingdom that we think of as countries or whatever, that they will place him in authority over all of them. All right. He will also be a military genius. A military genius in Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 2. "And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow." This speaks of the Antichrist. "And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth and to conquer." Again, this is the beginning of the tribulation period. And we're going to jump up in there in 5 minutes. We'll be in that. But again, this outline, the beginning of the tribulation, the Antichrist, it begins right here in Revelation 6, 1, where the Antichrist has a bow with no arrows, but he's sent forth to conquer and to conquer. He'll conquer the whole world, so to speak, Revelation 6, 1. He'll be a military genius. Revelation 13, 1 and 2 tells us this. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Again, referring to the Antichrist. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. He was swift, kind of like Alexander the Great, when Roman general, where he swept through the known world at the time, defeated all the known armies of that day. The Antichrist will be like that. The leopard describes him as his army is swift, okay? His feet were as the feet of a bear. When we think of a bear, we think of the power that a bear has, okay? And then the mouth is the mouth of a lion. We think of a lion as what? Fierce. So he's swift, he's powerful, he's fierce. And then the dragon gave him his power. Who is the dragon? Satan. We talked about last week. There's a holy trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There is what is called an unholy trinity. And we see it here in Revelation chapter number 13. We see the dragon, who is Satan. We see the beast, who's the Antichrist. And we find the false prophet, who's that third member of that unholy trinity. And it's also found here in Revelation chapter number 13. But we see that he will be a military genius. And in number 6, he will be a religious genius. In other words, chapter 13, verse number 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Even all the religions of the world, we find when we read the book of the Revelation, where there will be a one world church, a one world religion, where all the religions of the world will come together, and the Antichrist will rule over them because he exalts himself as God. Now you worship me. I remember years ago a poem that I was taught as a kid. I think it's Rudyard Kipling. I think he wrote this. There was a lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They came from a ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger. The picture here is talking about how the beast was that tiger, and all the religions of the world are riding on the back of that tiger. Are you getting the picture? They went for a ride with the lady inside. The beast devoured that religious world, and the smile on the face of it. He became the religious leader of the day. Okay. So we know 6 things, characteristics at least, about the Antichrist. He's an intellectual genius. He's an oratorical genius. He can speak well. Commercial genius, a great business mind. He's a political genius. He's a military genius. He conquers the world. And he's going to be a religious genius, a one world church, a one world government, a one world monetary system. Now, I believe his ethnicity is given. A lot of thought about, well, who will the Antichrist be? I believe he will be a Jew. Again, a lot of people think he will be, by the way, he's either going to be a Jew or a Gentile. There's only 2. So 50-50. I'm of great belief that he will be from the Jewish line. The Bible speaks of a few things about the Antichrist. It always refers to him as being a Jew. Matter of fact, Ezekiel chapter number 21. You can write these down, but I promise I'll give you a paper.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.